For this evening's sitting, I would like to lead a little guided meditation on the breath. And as an introduction, I'd like to say that there are two very general ways of being with the breath in the mindfulness meditation. The most common in our tradition is to choose a particular place in your body, the air as it goes in through the nostrils, the sensations of the chest rising and falling, or the abdomen moving as you breathe in and out. And just choose a particular place that's your home base for the breath, and just stay and really focus and develop concentration and stillness by focusing on one place where the breath is. The mind wanders away, you come back to that one place. Another whole way of being with the breath is not to be so specific in one place, but rather to feel the breath as generally and broadly through the body as you can, what's sometimes called the breath body. To feel all the different places in the body that seem to interact or respond to the breathing. So, for example, as you breathe in, you might notice your shoulders move slightly, your shoulder blades, or your abdomen, or if you're very sensitive, you might feel a shifting sense of weight or pressure down your buttocks or your abdominal cavity or something. There's a whole area, wide area, you can feel the back rib cage moving as you breathe. Most people just feel the front rib cage move because they move the most. It's possible to develop a greater sensitivity to the ripple of sensations, the ripple of movement through the whole body as you breathe. And there's also a sense of a little bit more amorphous sense of presence or energy or feeling of breath, feeling that movement kind of moving out through the body. Some people call that the breath energy. But the idea is to feel the breath quite broadly, to kind of encompass everything that goes on. And what I'd like to focus on today is the second way of doing it, the broad breath body, rather than the specific focus in one place. And for this, begin in the usual way of taking an upright, alert posture. Sitting perhaps a little bit straighter than you normally would. And it might be, sometimes it's helpful to take a few deep breaths into your chest, feeling your chest really large as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, kind of let go of the shoulder blades. Relax down the back. And then what happens is as you breathe in really deeply into the chest, it sometimes straightens out the upper back. And then if you exhale, kind of releasing the upper part of the back, rather than slouching forward again, you might retain that uprightness in a relaxed way. So the center of the chest feels open, maybe exposed. Some people even feel vulnerable when the chest is open, when they breathe. It makes it easier to breathe. It's helpful to have the abdomen, the stomach, be relaxed. Sometimes it's quite hard to keep it relaxed. But slowly over time, the stomach will relearn how to be relaxed and soft instead of tense, which is all too common. And then as you breathe, as you notice your breathing, for the next few rounds of breath, each time you exhale, let your awareness settle on some part of your body that might be a little bit tense, and then soften or relax that part of your body as you exhale. Let there be a softening in your body, even if just a teeny bit, each time you exhale. The shoulders, the arms and hands, chest and stomach, various muscles of the face. Sometimes there's tension held in particular muscles of the body. And sometimes some people, it's like their whole body is braced against life. Or their whole body kind of has this kind of forward momentum into the future. And if it's possible as you exhale, to let there be a softening of your entire body, to release it. The brain can be likened to a muscle that gets exhausted and tired and tense. Many of our brains are quite exhausted from all our deliberations. As you exhale, you might see if you can soften the brain. Relax, let go of your thinking and concerns each time you exhale. And then to get a sense of how much of your body comes into play as you breathe. For the next few rounds of breathing, in a gentle way, breathe more fully than you normally would. Maybe breathing into different parts of your body, breathing in, letting your chest take most of the breath, or your belly, or your back, rib cage, your shoulders. But breathing in more fully, begin exploring in that bigger breath how much of the body you can feel that comes into some interaction with the breath. Explore that question. As you breathe in more fully than usual, are you aware of places of tension in your body that fuller breath kind of stretches or pushes against? Don't worry about the tension. If you can soften as you exhale, then that's fine. But it's enough just to become aware of it as a way of helping you explore and feel different parts of your body. How low, how deep down into your body can you feel the breathing? Down into your diaphragm, your belly, your abdomen, the pelvic cavity. Do you feel any alternating sensations where you contact your chair or your cushion as you breathe? Are there any shifting sensations in your hip joint as you breathe? And if you're not getting tired, you might continue breathing a little more fully than usual, so you can explore the sensations that you feel. Explore the impact the breath has on the body. And you might become aware of the back rib cage and the spine. Are there shifting, alternating sensations there corresponding with the in-breath and the out-breath? Bring your attention to the shoulders and the neck, collarbone area. What happens there as you breathe in? And if you're not getting tired, continue a little bit longer with a fuller breath, deeper breath than is normal. And now notice if there's some place where the inhalation begins. Is there some point or place where the in-breath seems to begin, the sensations where you know you're beginning to breathe in, a place of origin. Perhaps in the diaphragm or deep in the belly or someplace, point in the chest. And then from that place of beginning, as you inhale, follow the growing sensations of inhalation, the growing sensations of expansion and movement, pressure, as the inhalation grows and develops and moves through the body from that central point, expanding maybe in all directions. Maybe there's like an outer edge where the breath is expanding through the body. And then as you exhale, be aware of how it reverses directions and how the breath, there's a contraction or coming together or releasing of pressure. And from the outer edges of the in-breath, it all comes back again, maybe to that central point where it all began. Starting from the beginning of the inhalation, feel the growing breath body as it moves through the ear body. And then as you exhale, feel how it comes back again or shrinks. It's kind of like a wave, getting bigger and smaller. Breathing now in a very normal way, but continuing to feel how the breath body moves through the body. At different times, being aware of how it moves in different directions, different parts of your body. Into the back, down low in the body, up high, to the front, sometimes in all the directions at the same time. The breath body conditions the body and mind. As you breathe in and out, there's a calming effect, like a massage from the inside. As you exhale, releasing and letting go of any thoughts and concerns that have crept up. Just staying there with the alternating waves of expansion and contraction. Opening and release throughout the body. staying closely in touch with the breath body conditions the mind. The more you can ride the breath like you're riding a wave on a surfboard, hang in there, staying connected with it, the ups and the downs, the less active living attention do you have to put into your thoughts and concerns, your worries. You stop feeding your worries and concerns and thoughts with this wonderful, vital, precious attention, awareness. Staying closely with the breath, surfing it. It allows you just to let go of your worries and thoughts and memories. From its beginning, someplace in the body, from the beginning of the in-breath, as it expands outwards, sensations move outwards, the pressure grows and expands through the body. You might also get a sense of how it feels almost as if the breath body kind of ripples out in a kind of vague way beyond the contours of the body, even, into the stillness and the silence that surrounds the body. Almost as if the breath body is not limited by the physical body. If you've ever gone scuba diving or snorkeling, you might remember how very present the breathing becomes for you. Very full and alive and central to your attention. Enter into the world of your breathing, your breath body. As if it's this most central thing in the whole universe at this time. Just breathing in and out. Letting it calm and condition the body and mind. Softening the heart. The more the breath body conditions the body, it's almost as if the physical body kind of disappears, dissolves into the breath. each time you exhale, to let go, release, dissolve.